This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and after reading several chapters today in the Bible, I settled on Philippians chapter 3 to talk about. And this week I've shared some of my favorite chapters in the Bible, and I have many favorite chapters, so to just pick one for every day and share on that was a little difficult as far as which one to choose, especially when I only have 7 days to do it this week. And today's my last day of sharing. I started on the 18th, and this week has gone by fast, and I hope these little meditations from these 7 chapters have been a blessing and, yes, an inspiration to you, for this is the Fountain of Life daily inspiration. So here in verse 1 of chapter 3, it says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord." And this is an exhortation or a command even from the Apostle Paul, and inspired by the Holy Spirit, that we would rejoice in the Lord. And we can rejoice in the Lord even in difficult situations, even when things aren't going well. We should rejoice in the Lord and put our trust in Him, because nothing takes Him by surprise, and He's able to use all things in our lives to be a blessing to us, to help us, to draw us closer to Him if we allow them to. So rejoice in the Lord. If you're having a great day, or you're going through some struggles, maybe your week hasn't gone so well, or maybe it's been a real blessing. Either way, rejoice in the Lord. And then he goes on, he says, "To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe." And here he's going to give them some warning here in the book of Philippians, the church at Philippi. He's going to give them some warning, and maybe he's thinking, well, you know, he's warned them before, and they're going to think that it's, you know, he's writing the same thing and all this. But he says here, it shouldn't be grievous, but it is safe. It's secure or certain. He says, "Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision." And he's talking about false teachers, deceivers, those who are telling people that they can be saved by the law. The word concision there would be those that are cut off, or to cut off, to mutilate. And he's talking about the Judaizers who would trust in their circumcision for their salvation, that they would trust in their Jewish lifestyle or their laws or whatever. And he says in verse 3 here, "For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." So here these religious people are trusting in their religious works and things to be saved, but he says we should not have confidence in the flesh. And he goes on and says in the next several verses that he would, if there's any person around that could have confidence in the flesh, it would be him, because he was circumcised the right day, he was of the right tribe, or right nation, the nation of Israel, he was of the right tribe of Benjamin, and he was a Pharisee, he was zealous, he was blameless, it says, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless, he followed the law, and he could have pride. The Apostle Paul could have had pride in his ancestry, in his orthodoxy, in his activity. He could have pride in his morality. But he says, "But what things were gained to me," verse 7, "those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus, of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." So all of these activities, all of these things that he could have confidence in, he counts them but dung, but manure. He doesn't hold any confidence in those things, but what he holds as confidence, or what he trusts in, is the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. And he says, my Lord. He knows him as his Lord and his Savior, and he has confidence that he's saved and walking in the truth, and that he knows that he is not perfect, but he knows that he is a Christian. And he goes on in verse 9 and says, and be found in him, in Jesus, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man would boast. And here he could boast of all of these things that he was proud of before he was a Christian, but now he knows that it's not by his own works, it's not anything that he can be saved, but it's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what the Lord did to die for his sin and to wash him in the precious blood. And so it's not his own righteousness, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And he goes on, verse 10, he says, that I may know him, that he would know the Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. We talked about the power of his resurrection yesterday out of Romans chapter 6, where that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to us to allow us or to help us to walk in newness of life. That's what I was thinking, that we would walk in newness of life, that same power that raised up Jesus from the dead. And he goes on and he says here that, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. And earlier there he said that he's not perfect. He said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. He follows after the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he would be apprehended of Jesus Christ. And verse 13, that he counted not himself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So that's what he's focusing on, is pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I think what he's talking about there is that he would know him, that he would know the Lord Jesus Christ, not just know about him, not just know some things about God and about the Jewish history or the Bible or anything like that, but he would actually know the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he's pressing toward the mark. And that's what I encourage all of us to do, that we would know the Lord Jesus Christ in a real and personal way, that we would be living our lives for him and have him on our thoughts throughout the day and go to him in prayer oftentimes, not just one time during the day in the morning or something like that, but just go to him, and that he would have fellowship with us and that we would have fellowship with him throughout the day. Well, he goes on the rest of the chapter there, several things there. He goes on and talks more, gives more warning. But my encouragement to us today is, yes, to watch out for the false teachers, and there's many churches and a lot of different things that are happening in this world today that are against God and even in churches and not according to his word. And we do need to have warning, just like the Apostle Paul gave to the Church of Philippi. But the important thing I want us to see here, or another one of the important things for us to see here, would be that we would press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, and have our hearts willing and open to his instruction, to his guiding, and that we would read His Word and follow Him with our whole heart. So I hope this has been an encouragement to you, not only today, but throughout this week. And God bless you. Thank you for listening. And tomorrow, Lord willing, another one of the brothers will be sharing for a week. So God bless you. If you want to leave us a message, you can do that by pressing 099, and it'll after you're done recording your message, just putting it on a voicemail box, and then press the pound key, and it'll ask you whether you want to save it or whether you want to re-record it, and those kind of things. So God bless you. Let's pray before we end here. Father, I do thank you for each one that has called in this week. Thank you for this opportunity that we have through the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration to share. I do pray that each one of us would press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus, of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you that it can change our lives and does change our life, can make us new creatures in Christ Jesus by your word and by your precious blood that was shed for our sins. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for all the work that you've done to save our souls and have long suffering and patience for us, Lord. We do just praise you and thank you today and ask your blessing now. In Jesus' name, amen.